Hello, welcome into episode 148 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got What's a Crack coming up, review section, competition, uncal section, me section and a shoppy section. I sponsor this for my own craft business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft, no whiskey. All links should be with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram, and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Hello
section. A sandy hello to new to me, being with me for a while now, and being with me forever listeners. I very much appreciate you taking the time to set your podcast catcher to catch me on the way past, and I hope that you are continue to enjoy yourself. A sandy hello to new group member, Mag Stout. Random hellos are to Knitspin Cakes Amy, Vera Valamaki. I got to see that when I saw Nadine Brana walking the other day and I thought, oh, that's who I've never mentioned. Then there's Daisy Knitter, Mother Z, Edna's Cat, Mr. Brit Yarn and Mr. Gardening Witch. I got a lovely write-up in Mary Gator Lament's blog, so hello Mary, that was really kind of you, I enjoyed reading that.
What's the crack section?
What's a crack? Any of you fancy going to Twin Set Designs summer camp this year? They still have some places left and I have the details here. The details of the camp are from the afternoon of 7th of July to after brunch on 10th of July, and it's Ramblewood Resort Campground near the Maryland, Pennsylvania border in Darlington, Maryland, about an hour and a half from Philadelphia and an hour from Baltimore. It's $335 for all meals and camp activities, a great bed, good food, great accommodation for those who need it, a goodie bag and 1 to 2 organised classes, but mostly knitting fibre arts with our people out in a natural setting. Why do you think I'm saying this? Because I'm going too. Me! I'll be there. This is big holiday to Washington DC via Iceland. And on the way back, 3 days in Iceland, we're watching whales, doing geological things and mountain biking, and not to mention the yarn. So if you are in and around the Darlington area and were kind of thinking about the Twin Set Cut summer camp, and you fancied sitting beside me around the pool whilst I do lengths and training for triathlons, swimming up and down, and you may laugh at my front crawl technique if you want, that is allowed, then do go to the Twin Set Designs Ravelry group and sign up with them. I know a couple of the ladies going already and I am so excited about meeting Ellen in actual real life, even though I feel like I already know her. So I'm going to be a triplet for the weekend, I decided. I can't believe I forgot to tell you last episode, but I was so overcome with the yarn fumes from Edinburgh. I was listening back and then I thought, oh, I never mentioned that. How can I not mention that? So some of my listeners aren't Twin Set Design listeners, but if you're in and around that area, it would be great to meet you.
The review section.
Review section. I love it when the email comes out headlined, "Recent releases from Katja Frankel. I'm there with bells on. See what's new, what's happening. I'm like the puppy that she's just come home to see, and she could have been down to shut the gate. Or away for a fortnight, and I'm doing the welcoming. Hiya, 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 Katja." Now, I last talked about her when she started doing the Anything Goes Cal, remember, because I had the tap dancing, Anything Goes, to knit anything from her patterns. And I hope some of you entered into that knit long and you got yourself the discounts that she was running. Katja has 2 books which are published by Cooperative Press, they of much greatness. And one is Boys Knits and the other is Head to Toe, which are being relaunched, and you can get your sticky mitts on them directly from Katja's new shop, which is www.katjafrankeldesigns.bigcartel.com. Don't worry, I will keep the link in the show notes. Both of these books are aimed at the young crew, and as I have a couple of them, I thought I would ask their opinions. So firstly, Sandy talks about his favourite ones. And now we're going to review Boys Knits by Katja Frankel, and as I have a boy, hello.
Hello.
How old are you?
10.
Right, that's excellent, because this book is aimed at age 4 to 14. So I thought I'd ask my boy to help me review it. So Sandy, we've been through it quite a bit, and we are going to talk about which ones is your favourite. So which was number one?
Deckard.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Because it just looks so cool. It's camouflage. I like camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a hood.
Mm-hmm.
I like hoods. It's kind of hoodie. I like hoodies. Keep me warm and cozy. Would be cool to wear around in town.
Good stuff. Right. That is a hoodie, and it's using a variegated yarn, so it's giving a camouflage effect. And of course, Sandy likes camouflage. So on to number two, which is
Chip.
Right, what, describe number two for somebody that can't see it.
It is green.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wear it in green. It's got a high collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got cool patterns down its sleeves.
Mm-hmm. That's called rib.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Okay, where would you wear that?
Out and about in school.
Yeah, you look quite smart in that. And on to number three, which is
Dex.
Uh-huh. Right, why do we like this one?
I kind of say because it's got a guitar, but I also like the what's that called again?
Cable.
Cable. The cable going down the sleeve.
How do you know about cables?
Mrs. Mackay taught me.
Who's Mrs. Mackay for listeners who don't know?
My teacher.
Well, how did she teach you about cables?
We were doing knitting.
Mhm. As part of your
topic, which is Scotland and what was it was like in the old days.
Well, about the Jacobite time.
Mm-hmm.
And they did knitting then, didn't they? So you learned about cables then. Now this has got a roll neck collar, and it's got heavy cables down the sleeves and down the front as well. So, and of course the power suggestion works wonderful because the wee boy in the model is playing the guitar.
I play the guitar.
Cool. Right, moving on to number four, that is
Denon.
Mm-hmm. And can you describe this for the listeners, please?
It's got a hood, a zip pattern.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like it?
It just looks cool, it's my style.
Mm-hmm. And where would you wear that?
School and out and about, mostly.
Cool. So this book does have quite a range of wearing jumpers for posh occasions, or a smart little waistcoat called the Epsilon, but that's not really your style. Although I can see you wearing it, but I can't see you insisting that I make it. You look smart in it, but
Grandma would make it.
Could make that, thank you very much, just as well. Right, but they've also got casual, smart casual, smart. So it's quite a good range of different styles. So number five, we've got
Rigel.
Can we describe that, please?
It's old, traditional. It's got a cool pattern, like squares.
Mm-hmm.
It's got sleeves, it's got a high collar.
Mm-hmm.
It's got...
Where would you wear that?
To school and around the house if I'm cold, and Grandma's.
Mm.
She's got quite a cold house.
She knows sometimes. And then number six?
Taradero.
Mm. Now that is using, I think, a slip stitch technique, and it's got two collars, and then it's got a V-neck, or a mock V-neck, and then it's got a roll collar. So there's quite a lot of interesting techniques in that one. Why do you like that one, Sandy?
It looks like a zebra, and I like the word taradadr.
So, what do you like about these patterns?
They're all cool, casual, I'd wear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see myself wearing them.
Cool. So, we'll say thank you to Katja.
Thank you, Katja.
Thank you for letting us review this. And this is coming from a small boy.
Named Sandy!
Who it is aimed at. So I think that for other mothers or grandmothers out there who are not too sure, then you may go with Sandy's recommendation. Thank you very much, Sandy.
It would be called the Sandy Scale.
The Sandy Scale.
The Sandy Scale.
You're funny. Right, thank you very much. Now, Sandy's 10 and small in stature. And these books have sizes from age 4 to 14 plus, so he would get quite a fair use out of them for the book for a start. All the 16 patterns are knitted from the bottom up and are seamless, and when you get to the armholes, that's when the fun starts, with which technique you'll be doing for whether, say, it's joining the sleeves already made or getting there and knitting down the sleeves. And then there's various yokes designs for you to try out to keep it interesting. Photography in the book is good. The models are gorgeous. And of course, as you heard Sandy saying, they are all appealing to the intended audience, say the one playing the guitar or he's on his bike. And of course, Sandy likes the same patterns. There are plenty of photos to give you an idea of what to do, and there's schematics in each pattern. There is a range of lots of little bit here and a little bit there of texture using cables or patterns or stranded work with different colours, putting in zips for the hoodies. So there's something to tempt us and also stretch us. And there's 8 pages at the start with really good instructions, tips and techniques. I see the zipper technique is just written out, so whilst it might have been nice to have photographs there, we do have other things like advice on what to do if your boy grows outwards and then up, or if he grows tall and thin, which size do you go for at which point. And I'd never seen that before, so I quite liked that bit of advice. For yarn sizes, we have 5 worsted, 4 Aran, 2 bulky and 4 for DK, so there's a good range there. There are also 2 without sleeves, and another gives an option for no arms, which I like, and so did Sandy. There is 1 at easy skill level and the rest are all classed as intermediate, and it lists what each one has on its techniques, such as cabling, picking up short rows, etc. These patterns are most certainly not going to embarrass your young man about town, the way that the, say, the itchy scratchy jumper, Harry Potter, Ron Weasley version of the knitting old auntie used to do. The book is originally from 2012, but I don't think it's dated at all. Classic designs for the younger generation to start wearing when he's 4, and he can then have his favourite jumper made right up until he's 14. Plus, he might never know, unless he's clever and he keeps asking what you're knitting and is it for him. Then we have Head to Toe by Katja Frankl again. This has 24 patterns for head things, neck things, hand things and feet things. Not my words, it's what the book says. I laughed at that. So, not to be left out, here's Miss Daisy doing my work for me this episode. Daisy.
Hello.
Today we are going to review Head to Toe. And this is a pattern book. It's a nice little song. It's a pattern book with things from your head down to your toes.
Oh.
Right. So the first one in the head things is called Thirlwall. It's got blue and it looks like it's got brickwork in the pattern. Do you like that?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't really like bricks.
You don't really like bricks?
That much.
Okay, what happens if it was a different colour?
Probably yes.
Okay, right. Now the next one is called Northumberland, and that's where Grandma's from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to describe it?
It's Ziggy Zab. And it's like a normal hat, but it has Ziggy Zabs and just a line.
It's a classic beanie, and you can have it for a girl or a boy. Would you wear that?
Yeah.
Okay, what colours would you have yours in?
Purple and dark blue.
Lovely choice. Right, so that's the Northumberland one, which is a beanie and has coloured work to give a rippled effect. The next one, like that?
Yes.
It's called Simon Side, and it's a chunky ribbed hat with a big cable on one side. And it's just enough cable to suggest the wings of Mercury. Ooh.
I like that.
And what colour would you have that in?
Pink.
Pink. You like pink, don't you?
Yeah.
So then we're going to one called Durgar. And this is an interesting take on a classic ribbed beanie. The crown is inspired by a raglan construction of sweater shoulder and is shaped from the sides inwards, unlike the usual spire. It's kind of got ribs up two halves of the hat.
That has that.
Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like that?
Because it has different patterns on it.
You like the different patterns on it, right. And then there's Wylam, and it's knitted in a bulky weight, so it would probably take quite a short time to do with this. And it's got different sized ribbons in it, which looks quite interesting to me.
I like it.
Now this one's got ear flaps, the rain tone.
Yeah.
Would you wear that as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And, right, why do you like that?
Because it'll keep my ears warm.
That's very important when there's wind, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Ear flaps are good. Look, he's upside down. The pictures are quite good in this, aren't they?
Yeah. Next one.
Now, this is called Bowburn. It's a mock cable motif, and it's done by decreases and increases. That's just a wee knit, don't it?
Yeah.
You like that? You quite like the texture, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What colours would you have these in? Or as is? She's looking around the kitchen, seeing what colours is in the kitchen.
Oh, right. Tortoise bluey. The bluish.
A turtle colour. So we're moving on to neck things.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that? Okay, that's called Harbottle. And it's, I quite like you thinking of having you having a cowl, because sometimes when you're running around, your scarf is too bulky for your jacket, going underneath your jacket nicely, and I'm always worried you're going to strangle yourself. And it just keeps it nice and neat and it doesn't get flown off. So cowls are a great thing.
Yeah.
What colour would you have that in?
I'd have it the same colour.
Same colour, it's a nice grey.
Yeah.
It's got a cable-y kind of twist in it. So it would probably match one of the hats up above.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a boy wearing it. You knit the next ones and then you put them back over. Am I boring you? And, he's got a, almost like a bandana. It's called Mallard. And it
keeps my neck warm.
That would keep your neck nice and warm, and down where your jacket opens up. That would be almost, you could have that over your face like a cowboy too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Get
nice
that for Sunday.
Does it matter when you're seeing somebody wearing it or when you see it just sitting?
Just sitting.
Which do you like it best, sitting or on someone?
On somebody, because it looks better.
I think it does, because sometimes when you've got knitting, it doesn't look like much until you put it on, and then it shows up how it's supposed to be worn. Going on to longer scarves, and this is called Mild Fortlet. And this is under Emperor Hadrian, which is 117 to 178 CE, the Romans built a wall to barricade off the barbarians, now called Hadrian's Wall. The edifice runs through Northumberland's National Park and beyond. After the wall stops on Bowness on Solway, regular space forts called Mile Fortlets continue to protect the perimeter. Oh, so like its namesake, the scarf intersperses a knit and purl checkered landscape with garden. So I'm thinking here that you're not going to be your fan of this because it's got the brickwork in it.
Yeah, not really into scarves.
Not scarves, you prefer a cowl. Well, I quite like the wooler, which has got arrows designs.
I like that one.
It's nice. And then we go into Wetland. And it's a double knitted scarf. It's got this, it looks like a splodge of water. I thought that was a snowflake. That's more of a splodge of water. Would you wear that? See if I made that for you with white sparkly yarn for the snowflake splodge. And then frozen colours.
Yeah.
That would be quite Anya and Enya. What are they called?
Anna and Elsa.
Ah. Let it go. Let it go. And then we go on to hand things. So we're talking about gloves now. So there's these gloves. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Doodle gloves. And their geometric patterning could be fish, or they could just be
eyes.
Mm-hmm. And go fingered gloves. And
then I like that one.
You like the fingerless, don't you?
Yeah.
They're Cheviot Hills, which have got a swirly triangle shape on them. And he's playing a ukulele.
Which is blue.
Yes, which matches these gloves. And there's a wee chart for it there. Looks quite happy, doesn't he?
I like that one.
That's more fingerless gloves. That's called Backhand Hitch. And these are ribbed fingerless mitts with braiding cable flowing seamlessly in and out of the ridge stitches. And we're on to socks now for foot things. So the first one are some green socks called Bremish. You don't really know much about socks, so do you like these ones?
Yeah, I like the pattern.
The cobbles, they've got a gallopy kind of cobble texture to the ankle part of the sock, and then quite a plain foot, which I think you probably need in a child's sock because you don't want anything rubbing and annoying them. And then we go to Peg Whistle, and they've got quite a rib part to the pattern area, and then quite a plain foot. These are using a fat size 5mm DPN, so the yarn's quite thick for them, so they would be probably quite good boot socks. So then...
I like them.
You like these ones. These are the Cannon Fires. And it's cuff downs, simple colour work patterned through the leg and a band of colour work around the toe. And they've got circles in pink on a grey sock. And there's no texture to them, it's just the colour work that you're going on. What do you like about these?
They're nice colours and I like circles.
Yeah, that's good enough reason. These last ones are called Rome Slippers. And these are worked in chunky Montura. These slipper socks are perfect for lounging around the house. Now, you don't wear slippers an awful lot.
No.
Would you wear these? Even for sticking in your bag for going to grandma's?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
And that is it. So, Daisy, if I take it back to the start, can you tell me, out of all of them, which is your favourite hat?
Probably would be that one or that one.
Oh, you like two of them, that's good. The Simon Side and the Durgar. And then which out of the neck things would you like best?
That one.
The Harbottle. So the cowl.
And that.
And then the hand things, you like the doodle gloves best?
Yeah.
And then out of the socks, which socks you like best?
That one.
The Cannon
Fire. And that one too.
Oh, you want the backhand hitch as well? Well, I think I'll have to go yarn shopping to get all these done. Right. Did you like that book, Daisy?
Yes.
What cool. Did you say to Katja?
Thank you!
Okay. Yeah. She's not quite as microphone friendly as Sunday is, so apologies for all the funny noises and the funny noises, because she is quite funny. There are various weights used for these, and it's a great way to get your stash and use up for what you've bought it for. There's ranging from worsted and double knit, sport weight, your luck's in here. The photography is again good, and you can get a real appreciation of what you're supposed to be knitting. I really love how the names are from Northumberland, and I can almost drive around them in my head whilst I'm reviewing the book. Of course, the Northumberland hat itself is sized up to 23 inches. And I was looking at the pattern pages, and Just Mary has herself and possibly her husband, or the lucky man in her life, modelling her hat, which she has made for charity. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So how lovely is Just Mary? So it's not just for children. So I then went back and looked. All 8 of the hats have at least 3 sizes on them. Most have 4, and some have a 5. And one of the pattern is written for 2 weights of yarn. So really, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck here with Katja, don't you? We've got 4 cowls, 3 scarves, one of which, as we said, was the double knitted affair. And there are 3 pairs of fingerless gloves, 1 pair of mittens, and 4 socks, 1 slipper pattern. Sadly, no partridge in a pear tree, but really, really good value. The books are professional, they haven't dated, and are really nicely written. They have boys and girls modelling, and I'd say it was gender neutral, which I really like. I could really see my 2 wearing this lot. My bairns are roll around in the mud, pick shells off the beach, fall in the seaweed, roll down the bank kind of bairns. They're quite hard on their clothes, her especially, but if they're having adventures, I can't mind. These garments in both books would help me achieve this. You can go to Katja's website or pre-order these books, and they cost $14.99 from her directly, or you can get them from Cooperative Press, 100 and then 95 pages respectively. That's quite okay by me. And thank you to the very, very lovely people at Cooperative Press who have arranged for you listeners to get your paws on a copy of each book. So this leads us to the competition. If you would like to win a digital copy of either Boys' Knits or Head to Toe by the wonderful Katja Frankl. Then reply in the Ravelry thread which pattern you like best of the book that you want. I'll then put your names in the appropriate hat and draw on the 30th of April. So, wow, that's very kind of both Katja and Cooperative Press. I heard Jasmine the Knitmowers discussing this. She was making a jumper for her wee boy out of it. And I don't think it gets much better praise than them buying it and recommending it. So I totally recommend both of these books.
Knit along.
Uncal. I'm loving the Uncal from the Twin Set Design podcast and I have got going on. So this Uncal is in three parts. You may enter on both our groups and really aren't hard, honestgov. And you also may enter crochet projects. So Division 1, we have Leave It, Old Whips. Find it, admire it, photograph it and post a picture on the Old Whips thread in either of our Ravelry forums of a whip that has been forgotten, pushed aside by a new knitting love. So reacquaint yourself with the whip, so you've basically just got to find it, and then you put it in a place of honour which will now have to sit until June the 1st. Meaning, you're doing a cal, but you're not doing a cal. You're not touching it. It's an uncal cal. So on June the 1st, Dame will ask you to take another picture of the whip with proof of the date showing you haven't touched it. You've not worked on it. All entries meeting these two requirements will be entered and drawn for some good prizes. The whips must be considered abandoned in your own mind, regardless of how old they are. This division will have a second phase then. If you complete the whip by the 1st of September, starting from the 1st of June, you are entered in a second drawing for even more luscious bounty, which includes a project bag from me, a pattern of the winner's choice on Ravelry up to the cost of £10, plus a Wool Tribe pattern book from Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and then there's a rake of prizes that the twins have listed on their show, which is including ceramic soap dish, Boston Jane patterns, a mini Nostapine made by Jan's husband Dale. If any of you listeners would wish to send in a prize, that would be grand. So I've currently got more entrants than them, and they have all the prizes. So then we go on to the Supercorn Division. Division 2, Supercorn New Whips. There was a superhero. Its name was Supercorn. It was a unicorn. Are you fed up with me doing that yet? Because I'm not. I think it's hilarious. So everyone is doing the Cool Kids Cal. You kind of want to do them, but you don't want to do them because you really want to do this unicorn project that you've had in your queue for ages. This cal gets you permission to turn your back on the crowd doing the popular kids' cals and get the unicorn made. Get started and finished by June the 1st, so you've got plenty of time still because it's just the 7th of April. Post in the appropriate thread in one of our Ravelry forums, and if you finish, you'll be entered in the drawing for one of the great prizes. And I noticed that Beast Chops had finished hers, which I'm actually a bit sad at because it means her little squirrel Ralitar will no longer show up. Maybe you could do another one. That would be good. Because you can enter it as many times as you want as long as you finish by June the 1st. Right, on to Division 3, which is Froggin'. And this really is the un-knit-along. So between now and June the 1st, you have to frog a project and rip it all out that you were once thought you loved. But you know, can't stand the way it holds itself in the needles. It leaves hair all over the place. Never picks up after itself. Fills the dishwasher wrong. Leaves the toilet seat up. Doesn't put the lid on the toothpaste. You are done. Done with it. So show us a picture post-frogging on the appropriate threads of a Ravelry form. I sound quite evil there. Before June the 1st, and you will be entered for the drawings too. And I do find this thread a little bit sad, because I see your beautiful projects become yarn again, but completely understand your reasons behind it. Sometimes it's just not meant to be. And it's liberating to take it out and rub it up and start again, as were Edwin Collins sang. So two of these divisions are incredibly easy to enter into. The first, don't do anything, and then take photos to show you don't work on it. And the third division, you rip it all out and you can start working with the yarn again. You could even restart making the same project, but it's also a good way to tidy up your project basket. So sign up with me and Twin Site Designs Forum and let's uncal wankal.
Coming up, it's near.
Coming up. In Edinburgh, I know Edinburgh getting all the cool stuff. The Knitting Stitching Show is the 28th of April to the 1st of May at Ingolston. And it's got loads of good workshops for the sewing and a rake of good vendors for both knitting and stitching. And you should go. And if you didn't get the pleasure of Edinburgh Yarn Fest, then do try to get to this one. In Dingwall on Saturday the 21st of May, they are having the Highland Wool and Textiles Show, which is great for me not having to go all the way down the A9. The Loch Ness Knit Fest on September the 29th to October the 2nd is in and around Inverness and very well publicised. Claire from NH Knits is chief cook and bottle washer on this one, so if you want to hear more on it, do go listen to her podcast. Also, far off in the future is Festiwool, which is at the North Herefordshire College Hitchin on Saturday the 12th of November, and Garden Witch hopes to be exhibiting there for the third year. And also coming up is the Leeds Wool Festival, and it's going to be at the Armley Mills on the 4th of June 2016, and Tracy is organising this one, as did last year. So that apparently will be bigger and better than last year. Retreat. I sent out a message yesterday with a wee update to the attendees. I am busy in the background with getting the goodie bags organised, the contents made, etc, etc. The morning workshop is going to be how to do lino printing, and this will include the chance to cut their own stamps using a piece of the lino and the lino cutters. And it's not lino as in the stuff that I've got in the kitchen. Well, actually in the bathroom. It's art lino. I suppose you could use it, but, and it's the same material, but it's art, man, from the art shop. There will be some blocks already cut, so if they don't fancy it to cut, they'll come away with a project bag that they'll be able to print on. I will have some other bits of fabric to practice on and some cards too. The items have all been delivered and are currently sitting in a box upstairs. The afternoon workshop is going to be how to crochet, which Waisu is taking. She will teach the basics and with the end result being a flower. Also, we'll be on hand to help with how to read the crochet patterns and any difficulty you have in learning this craft. For those of you who already know, there will be other crafts that Sue and I can do. Hopefully we'll find something that you haven't as yet learned. The goodie bags are home and out again to my neighbour who does the embroidery for me. I have to start making the things that will go inside the bags. It's actually really nice, but stressful to spending the money for this bit. I will have two leftover full goodie bags for you to buy after the retreat like I had last year, so keep an eye on the shop for the week after the retreat for those of you who couldn't make it but wished you were there. There will be a small vendor fair on the Saturday morning for a few of the retreat attendees and a couple of the Caithness Crafty Sellers. This is going to be open everyone in and around Caithness to attend, so feel free to come in and chat for a while from 10 o'clock in the morning. Nick from Yarns from the Plain is fame. She recorded a podcast recently. This was excellent, so I enjoyed listening to that. Hello Nick, you're back again. And she's taken her yarn back up with her, and she's going to be in attendance, and I've had a couple of requests that she came back from my crafty pals, so I hope she's got a good stock with her. My lovely friend Anne from Swallow Glass, locally, is going to give me her glass shawl pins to sell. She's actually going to be on holiday at the time, and I said I would take them for her. I've got one of these, and they're absolutely beautiful. I have also got some lovely offers of prizes and goodie bag fillers, so if any of you listeners wanted to offer an item or pattern for the goodie bags or raffle prizes, I would be delighted to say, yes please! So you contact me for an address. I'll be happy to give it out and then talk about your crafty business on the podcast, for instance. The lovely Twinset Ellen has offered you all a copy of her coming and going baby hat and cardigan, which is very generous of her. The cardigan has four sizes for baby and is knitted in a cotton yarn to make a really nice soft garment. It has a roll neckline, which is great for getting over their big heats, and a stylish cable running up the raglan yoke, so they can be babies about town, looking dapper. There is quite a cute twist to this because you can have it with the buttons to the front when the baby's tiny and spends a lot of time on its back. And then there's buttons on the back when baby starts to spend time on its tummy. And you can do it up quite easily. It's very gender neutral, doesn't matter what colour you put it in. The hat has four sizes from preemie up to a year, and it's also knitted in the cotton, which is a DK weight and has the same four cables running up it, which has been worked out beautifully. I can say this because I made one last week. It's very easy to start, read through and to finish. Both these patterns are available from L&M Silva via Ravelry for you others to buy, but you retreat attendees will be able to get both patterns in your bag. Thank you to the lovely, lovely Ellen. There was an article in the Scotsman newspaper last week saying that John O'Groats has become one of the best places to visit, which is a great thing considering it used to be one of the worst. I always thought that we had trailblazing taste listeners. I still can't pop Miss Real Puffins, but they are in the cafe shop. So I should really change that line, shouldn't I?
The beaker section.
Me section. On to the knitting front. I finished the socks for Sandy using West Yorkshire Spinners sock yarn in hollyberry and cherry colours. And this was bought from the very wonderful Brit Yarns Wonderful Service. I've still got two wonderfuls in that sentence. They were supposed to be for his Christmas last year. The second one is slightly smaller than the first one. He got them on after a bit of persuasion and I thought, no. Then I washed them. A wee bit of dye came out, but nothing I was bothered about at all. He wore them, and the next time he wore them, they went on fine, and said, oh, they've stretched a bit. I have to hand wash these babies, which is fine, as I use the soak wash, and it's, I think, quite good. I think that the super wash relaxes a bit after washing, which is nice when you need it. The pattern I used was Totally Vanilla by Cookie E from the Socktopus book. Hello, Treen. He loves his socks and he wants more, and I kind of need to do some more counting to get the gauge a bit better on the next ones. The yarn is good though, and it knits up great, and I got loads of compliments about the colours of it. He was comparing and contrasting stripes and thicknesses of them. You know, bairns do when they're innocent and not caring of your feelings if what you've done is not exactly to their liking. Some of the stripes were not the same. I thought I did it quite well actually. However, they're on his feet and I'm happy. I then went and got my Owligan cardigan by Kate Davis with the Lopi chunky yarn in dark brown, and I had started on the first sleeve and I got up to just below the elbow when I ran out of the first ball of yarn. I was dead chuffed because I hadn't touched this since last November and I'd left a note in it telling future me where I was in the pattern. I love past me sometimes, especially past me that does the dishes for morning me and not having to negotiate dirty dishes in the sink. I often thank past me. Back to the cardigan. Talk about myself in the third person. I magic knotted the yarn, changed up a cable length, and I'm 12 inches into the arm, no more increasing to go, so it's lovely. I'm going to do the other arm before I start the body, and then I won't have... I've got to do two sleeves now syndrome, which is doesn't sound very sexy sounding, that does it, syndrome. So as I mentioned earlier, I made a coming and going hat by L&M Silva in the preemie size. I used blue stash yarn and it's very, very cute. It has four cables that run up the hat and meet perfectly at the top. I did nearly miss the last decrease line, but I'm blaming Billy Connolly, whom I was watching at the time, because he was very funny. This was the second time I'd cast it on. Because I got to 2.5 inches in and I looked down and thought, why have I got two floating stitches on row two? Where did they come from? I didn't try and pick them up through the knitting, but it really just didn't work. And I'd realised I didn't have the right number of stitches on one of the rows and corrected it by fudging. And there was just nowhere for the stitches to go, so I ripped it out and started again. I think it took me 6 hours maximum to make the whole hat. It's not bad going for me. And I used size 3.25 and then 3.5 DPNs. I had bought new Clover Premium Bamboo DPNs at Edinburgh and they're nice and sharp and lovely to work with. A fair bit of bounce in them, so you can't work them too hard because they start to bend a little bit, but I like the give and the bend, as the 3.5 were my longer ones from the China eBay cheapy seller, and they've got no give at all. And whilst it's nice to have all the sizes, they can be quite hard on the hands because I must grab quite up my knitting. The wee hat is gorgeous, and it is now gone with the rest of the preemie hats that I collected from you very generous knitters at the Edinburgh Yarn Fest, and I posted them to the special care baby unit in Raigmore, Inverness. So I'm hoping that the new parents get some sense of the love and care that went into them and help through being in this skaboo time. I have been working on a crocheted toothless dragon from How to Train Your Dragon. That's the name of the dragon's character. And it's a crochet anagarami toy. And this is by Nicole's Nerdy Knots. Toothless is black. It's pitch black. Working with pitch black yarn is not great fun. I've got great fun here. That's a lie, Louise. It's not great fun at all. You can only do it in the day unless you want mistakes. But as it's the Easter holidays, Sandy's quite insistent that I work on it during the day when he is about, and he's quite the little taskmaster. But you know what? That's okay. I can manage that. Mummy, work on my toothless. Oh, okay then. And I have no photo yet because I'm on his tail and, well, his body with his head and then his long. Looks quite rude. So just until I have the wings and legs on them, I won't take any photos. Just take my word for it. The pattern itself has lots of helpful photographs to help with the pattern. Some of the place markering is a little bit confusing, but nothing that a break and a cup of tea can't fix and figure out. I was also playing with a Tunisian crochet hook. You know, the one how I'd looked out for one for ages, and since I got the paving mitts and curl pattern from Twinset Ellen. I think, Twinset Ellen, you could play bingo with the amount of times I'm mentioning you today. Daisy said to me the other day, Mummy, instead of a polar bear, instead of a polar bear, can you make me some new, fingerless gloves? Oh, yes, Daisy. So the lovely Mel of Emsky Knits fame, hi Mel, and the 6-bit storybook fame, still time to sign up for all them lovely patterns. And she had last year sent me some Space Cadet mini skeins in pinks and greys and said, let's do some fingerless gloves for our daughters. So this is me finally getting round to them. I think Daisy must have heard her. That's what the yarn was always going to be. And I took them along with me the other night when I was watching the Bairns at Swimming lesson, and I wound two of the skeins. I also watched Ellen's tutorial on YouTube for the techniques and thought, Tunisian crochet in the round's not that hard after all. I didn't need to buy one because I've already got double-ended crochet hooks in my Knit Picks collection. So I didn't need to wait for me to finally go out and buy one. But I'm sure I can use my new one for not in the round Tunisian crochet projects. I really should have watched the tutorial video when I got the pattern and then I would have realised. But such is my life. So I cast on, and after a few false starts, as somehow I'm twisting my foundation row, I figured it out. I then thought, I need a smaller sized hook, and I can't find my size 4mm, which I thought was in the cotton for dishcloths that I have in my wee project bag that I pick up when I'm in a rush. And I tidied it up, and turns out it has knitting in it, not crochet. Roar! The yarn's lovely, and I like the way it's dyed, and it's got 80% superwash merino and 20% nylon, and it's called Esther. And it's part of the mini skeins collection. So it was very generous of Mel to send it to me. I'll try again looking for the hook, but it made me realise a couple of things. Read things, and then read them again properly. And don't be scared of trying a new technique or craft. You might be all fingers and thumbs to start with, but then all of a sudden, it clicks and ta-da! In the library corner, I finished Guy Martin's second book, When You Did, You Did. But this one's more if you're a Guy Martin fan, rather than just going to it for something to read. He's an interesting fella, and he talks about the Chimp Paradox book by Professor Steve Peters. His chimp's name is Brian, who goads him into doing things faster, madder. And why not? Let's go for it. But I reckon that my chimp tells me, don't bother, just be lazy, not madder. I've also read Stuart McBride's In the Cold Dark Ground, which is most recent Logan McRae series, and very good. It's a crime fiction set in the northeast of Scotland, and much darker than Ian Rankin's Rebus books, but with equally amount of dark humour. I like these books. And then I started book 8 of Poldark again with Winston Graham. He's now into the Napoleonic Wars in earnest. Ernest is a guinea pig, by the way, I remembered. Can't remember whose guinea pig, but he's a guinea pig. And it's good to be reading about the Napoleonic Wars at this time of the history, because Craflet's Count of Monte Cristo refers to it, and it shows a different perspective on this time frame. On to the collective textiles. Catherine was needle felting a wee piece of woolly fabric, and she decided to just do little bits because her bigger bit, she said she couldn't get perspective. I personally think she can, but you know. Joan is very beautifully cruel embroidering a baby quilt with wee dormouses and leaves pattern. It is gorgeous. Shirley was almost finished her Shashisko piece, which I'll be really glad about because then I'll not have to say it. It's long and thin like a table runner or a bed skirt, but she may well yet put it on the wall as a panel. Anne was crocheting some really lovely round granny, well not granny squares, but granny rounds for a blanket throw for her couch. Celia was hand stitching on a piece of patterned silk that had roses on it, and she was using hand quilting thread, and she got them for £1 from the shop that's closing down, so we shall be putting a mad rush down to the shop that's closing down to get the pound quilting thread. And it was Gutterman's as well. It's got a slightly harder feel to it, but she was quite happy. And she says, I'm just doing this in red because this is my thread, as you do. And she was using it to make the book cover for her diary. Ella was working on her Shashisko piece. I think she'll be on it for a while. Oh no. I'll have to say it. And I was working on my hand embroidery sample book. I was doing buttonholes, which I didn't realise there were so many different ways of doing it. And then I got onto bullion knots, which, whilst I can French knot with the best of them, I've never achieved greatness on bullion knots. And these are long French knots, or think of a grain of rice, size of stitch. And this thread's wrapped round and round the length of the rice grain, and then it's anchored either side. Celia thought they were pretty easy, Joan didn't at all. And I had listened to Joan first, and then Celia says, no, they're fine. So I then decided to listen to Celia. I did about 4, and then it kind of clicked in a bit better. And Catherine suggested that I did some in different sizes with more strands of thread, because I was using one strand of the embroidery floss and wasn't great. As a group, we've been asked by Caden's Quilters to host a day to show them how to dye and or what else we do. So that will be interesting. It's very messy. Now, at Edinburgh Yarn Fest, I went and bought some West Country tweed in double knit. And it's in red tweed. Mentioned it last episode. And I'm going to make the Newell cardigan by Cecily Glauck MacDonald, and this is, it has 3/4 length sleeves cardigan and has a fun little twist, curved pocket detail that is shaped as you work it. So it's a one button classic style cardigan and goes below the hip. So I'm looking forward to starting that, and when I was at the Yarn Fest, I bought that, and then when I was wandering around, Louise Scully said to me, let's go into the Jameson of Shetland stand. I want to buy some yarn from them. So, okay then. Such a hardship. So she goes in and she's looking at all the colours, and she says, what you do here is you just give them your order and then they post it to you. Oh, how lovely. She says, it's not instant gratification, but it is afterwards gratification, because you then get lovely post. So you can breathe the yarn fumes. And I've got a picture of her on her knees, sniffing the yarn and trying to inhale the yarn, because she was. But she went for a red colour as well. So she got hers home. She sent me a message. I got my yarn. I said, oh, that's nice. And she says, I bet I get mine finished before you. So I said, well, I might swatch mine before the next episode. So I did. So she. But I feel this thing is on. So more information next episode.
Shopee section.
Whew. Thank you very much for your purchases. I do very, very much appreciate it. It keeps the running cost of the podcast going. Now, new to the shop, we have Red MacGregor Tartan Project Bag. And there are two handbags. And one's a wine colour. Well, as in red wine. And the other is a dark navy blue with embossed fabric. And they're both fully lined, both with wadding in the inside and with magnetic closing. So do go to the shop to have a look at these. Quite reasonably priced, I think. I also have one last, just now, ancient freezer tartan project bag for you Outlander friends, because it's starting on Sunday, I think. And I don't have any more weathered freezer bags. They are totally and utterly done. But I do have some ancient freezer. I have actually got more of the tartan that I need to make up. I'm waiting for the bairns to go back to school before I start all this sewing. Also, there is MacLean, Farquharson, Wallace Robertson, Ancient Macmillan, and there is a sheep tea cosy in there as well, and a covered notebook. So if you feel you'd like to contribute to the continuing running of the podcast, but you get stuff back as well, so it's instead of doing a donation, please go to visit www.etsy.com/shop/Caitlin's Craft. Basically, it feeds my ego.
Blah, blah, blah section.
Thank you very much for listening. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me splaff on and on. My email is caitlinscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as caitlinscraft. You can access the Flickr photos from Luigi 2010 or via the Podbean site as www.caitlinscraftcollective.podbean.com, and the photos are down the right hand side. Thank you for listening and keep on crafting.
Hello.
Yeah, I think it works.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, Daisy.
I need to wet. Can you wet there?
Thank you.
Thanks, the maker.